Do you have repair projects that you've been putting off, whether it's basement waterproofing, concrete raising, structural repairs, or attic insulation? PermaSeal provides quality work and free inspections. Don't wait. Call PermaSeal 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
How are you today, Lou?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. I mean, the change in temperature just feels like fall is here. Are there certain things that we should do? I know this is early. It's not fall yet. It's not like we're going to, you know, unhook the hose from the spigot. But are there other things we should be thinking about?
Well, I think you should definitely dine al fresco because it's so nice outside. My wife and I had lunch outside today, and it was just lovely on our patio. So that was very nice. But I don't know. You know, we're I think that we're still in the growing season when it comes to your landscape. So I've noticed when I walk around my property, there's some dead branches here and there. And, you know, I kind of put my hat on and my wife jokes and calls me the Italian gardener. And I go snip and cut and trim and kind of, make things look as good as possible.
Kind of like the Godfather in the last scene of the movie.
Right, then I dropped dead. Thanks, Steve.
I hadn't thought of that part, but
that's what happens. I have noticed, I've seen some landscapers already doing some core aeration in the lawns as well. So that's not going to hurt if that happens now, whether you rent a machine yourself or you have a landscape service to come out there. You know, the soil and the grass. That core aeration, fall is a great time to do some reseeding in these cooler temperatures. I know, I think I heard with you, Demetrius mentioned that we probably have some 90-degree days still coming, but soil temperatures lower, that's good for grass to get ready for some fall seeding.
Here's your first question, Lou. I need to clean out some black mold from my block basement. The walls were painted, but a lot of the paint has flaked off. Is using bleach and water going to do the trick?
No. The problem with bleach is that it's super effective on non-porous surfaces. But when you think about it, the vast majority of what's in a gallon of bleach is water, along with the chemicals. So the better product to use is a product called Concrobium. And it's actually a sodium bicarbonate solution that kills mold on contact on porous surfaces. You can use it on wood. You can use it on block. It's a very safe product to use. They hate when I say this. You can drink it. You won't like how it tastes, but you can drink it, and it won't kill you. But when you spray it on there, if there's some discoloration, it actually might take some of that away. Spray it on. Allow it to dry. The mold is dead. Then use a stiff bristled brush to brush away what you can. And then spray it again because it does have residual value and will help to keep the mold from coming back.
Hey, Lou, I'm getting a new water heater. Would you recommend having one of those new electronic, I don't know that word. Is it a node? What is that rod's installed?
An anode rod.
Anode, okay.
I don't know that I would put an electronic anode rod. The one thing that I will definitely tell you to talk to the plumber about is that the new plumbing code and kind of the way that our water system works now is that all water heaters, tanked or not, should have an expansion tank installed on the cold water side going into the tank. And so that helps to prolong the life of the tank, and it also allows for expansion and also eliminates the chance of you turning on the cold water and feeling warm water first because it kind of walks its way back up through the piping, and that is highly recommended.
All right. Jason is on line one. Jason, what question do you have for Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It?
Hello, folks. Hey, I got a question about a bathroom sink. I have a kitchen sink, the bathroom, they're all in the same main drain to the septic tank. The kitchen sink empties out fine. The bathroom sink keeps plugging back up, but the toilet and the bathtub keeps going out normal as well. I've tried running hot water through the kitchen to try to flush the main line, and I've tried snaking the bathroom sink and putting Drano in it. It just doesn't seem to be going down very fast. I'll hang up and listen for your answer. Thank you.
Jason, he's so a well-behaved listener. He's like, all right, made my question.
I love it. All right, my guess is that the bathroom and the sink in the kitchen share a line, and there's probably either a Y or a crisscross, like a drain and two, like a cross, basically. And that junction right at that point on the vanity side is what's clogged. And my guess is the snake that you put down there is not going long enough. And so you may have to take apart the drain and the wall, get the snake to go in and really go down in there. Remember, the risk is when you use a snake, and this is, it's tricky, it can go up the vent and not down in the where the clog is. And so you think, you're like, wow, it's free, nothing's coming out. That's because when it gets to the clog, it doesn't go down, it goes up, and it goes all the way up to the roof. You know, you can keep throwing that thing in there, and it's just that the snake's not going where you need to place it, and it may be that you have to open up a wall to get this done the right way.
Hmm. Lou, somebody is asking, what would be the correct cleaner or solvent to clean off some dried foam insulation overspray on outdoor siding on the house?
There is a cleaner that you'll have to look up called Moosenbacher. It's a guy's name, and it is this amazing cleaner for foam, whether it's dry or wet. And you spray it on there, and it will dissolve the foam, and then you wipe it away. It's crazy good. Moosenbacher cleaner.
Okay, we've got time for one more. Let's go to Bill. Bill, what's your question for Mr. Fix-It?
I was calling about the anode rod. I had a completely different experience than he's describing, because I had a house in Florida that had a lot of salt in the water system, and our brand-new Rheem hot water heater started stinking after a little over a year, and then and then they said, the Rheem said, well, that's the problem. The anode rod's already dissolved, and that's why you're getting the stink. And so that we bought an electronic one, and it's been over 2 years now. We haven't had a problem with that since.
Hmm.
I know about them. It all depends on the quality of the water. And to me, it's one other thing to break. And so you can buy different anode rods. It was a text question, so I wasn't able to ask other questions. But you can buy anode rods that go in that are made of a different metal so they don't react with the water inside the tank. And that would be, my personal opinion, my first thing before I go into an electronic. But the fact that you've had great experience is awesome. I can't argue with that at all. It's great. I'm glad it's working out well for you. And I hope that there's no maintenance with the issue down the line.
Can I answer the next question, Lou? It's the last one.
Sure.
Saw my first mouse outside the factory back door last night. What's a safe way to keep them outside? Here's my answer. Get a cat.
Yeah, right.
What's your answer, Lou?
So there's a brand new product that just hit the market residentially called, I got to get the name of it, Evolve. It's actually from a company years ago. I interviewed them right when they were coming out. It's birth control for mice and rats.
Oh, that's what they're doing in Lincoln Park now, so that the predators,
correct,
like owls, don't die.
Correct. And so this product now is just, it literally just came into stores called Evolve. And the beauty behind this is it's not a poison. If you're, you know, you're an animal lover, if your pig or your dog were to eat it, it would not harm them. They would have to consume so much of it to be able to have the birth control issue that a rat or a mouse has. But this is the next big thing in controlling mice and rats. And I think it's going to be the game changer. And in 5-6 years, we're going to really have a handle on this.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be listening Saturday morning.
Have a great weekend.
Lou Manfredini, Saturday morning at 6.